When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Mayo Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium. Gerard Mayo on with us in a couple hours, around 9. Before that, Boomer Esiason coming up at 8. And the news of Courtney at 8:20. By the way, when it comes to the news, the world is shook after what Kate Winslet said about why Jack had to drown in Titanic. Mm. So we will get to that coming up during the news.
I'll never let go.
thank you, Curtis. Where do you want to start, Shine?
Let's begin with your New England Patriots, Greg. Drake May got his first full game win yesterday against the Chicago Bears, and then at the beginning of his press conference, came up to the podium and had this to say about his defense.
Put up for the defense, man. Clap it up. Somebody else clap up. There we go. Appreciate you. There we go.
Great. Let's start with that defense. What was it like to watch them perform on a day like?
Man, it's a good feeling sitting over there. You know, as offense, as a quarterback, that type of defense performance. You know, I feel like, you know, all, you know, the 11 were out there at a time, but I know 15, 20 played. Just credit to them in, you know, practice this week. Man, it's just kind of a good taste of, you know, what it looks like, you know, what it looked like for me in training camp. And they get after you, mix up shell, mix up coverage, mix up blitz packages. It's pretty cool to watch. And it's good to be on the other side of the ball. So I got to make some better decisions and keep those guys in good field position.
All right. I like the kid. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Seems like every time, you know, things maybe go bad, he takes accountability for it. And, you know, then your defense plays well. He gives them credit. So I got no issues with him and his mental toughness and his whole character makeup. I got no issues with that.
Would it kill Ken to do that ever? You know, to just say, good job, you know, support us in that way. I mean, my God.
I feel like Ken is very supportive.
I'm kidding.
Right?
Oh, he does okay. A great right. job.
It's just you,
Ken's
Curtis.
More of a Mac guy.
Yeah, Ken has always been a Mac guy.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's pivot over to a different superstar in this city. That would be Jason Tatum. Yesterday, the Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks, the 2-8 Milwaukee Bucks, by the way. Jason Tatum suffered an ankle injury during the game and was pretty upset about there being a no call. This was Jason Tatum talking about that after the game.
Coaches kind of calmed me down. It's a tough situation, right? Like, get my fair share of texts throughout the season, rightfully so, unrightfully so. But it's certain calls I just feel like you can't miss, right? Your job is protect the guys on the court, protect the shooter. That's something I could have been out for 6 weeks or whatever. So for it to be a no call, let alone they didn't even get to review it or look at it, right? Then, you know, I lose my cut somebody out, and then I get a tech, and it's like a double whammy. So, I mean, that is frustrating when all you get is the sorry, we missed it. You know, your ankle's swollen, you got to figure it out. I definitely was frustrated.
It's a Kawhi Leonard rule right there. I agree with Tatum. Well, if you go to the games and you get to see, he does not get nearly the calls that the other superstars like Giannis and some of these other guys.
He's asking for it. He has no problem asking for him.
Well, which he should, rightfully so.
I agree.
But he doesn't. He gets killed and he doesn't get the calls.
I went to that game Friday night, which was a great game, and I was like, from jump, he's in the paint and he's yelling 1, 2, 3 on 3 seconds trying to get a call. So I give him I give them a lot of credit. But that, I mean, what's that, 9 of the last 11 that they've won?
I think Celtics? Yeah, I think they're 9-2.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, they're off to a good start here.
Yeah, it's. I think, you know, we were all hoping for 82-0. Now we're looking at 80-2. So let's see if we can pull that one off.
Well, Greg had to sweat that one against the Nets Friday night. I'm very happy they came through.
Big game for Pete Pritch.
Yeah, your boy Pete Pritch. He's back.
On Friday night.
And, Greg, that's the thing, though. Like, the Celtics now are what the Lakers or the Jordan Bulls. Like, every team that plays them this year is going to have their A game. Like, there's not going to be those nights where they're against a team that just doesn't show up or load management. The Celtics are really going to have to face the best, like they saw Friday night with the Nets.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, we watched as the Carolina Panthers beat the New York Giants over in Germany yesterday, in Munich, actually. And Roger Goodell, before that game, said, well, there's a plan to be in multiple international cities as early as next year. Here are some of the cities Goodell had in mind.
We are definitely going to Spain.
Okay,
we announced that. We expect to return to Mexico City.
Okay.
We expect to return to Brazil.
Ooh.
We will certainly be back in the UK.
Love that.
Also looking at the potential of another game in the UK area, uh-huh. In Ireland, possibly.
What?
Yes.
In Ireland?
That's a possibility.
Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah. Who was interviewing him? What?
OMG. She was very excited.
LMAO.
So Dublin, Ireland, I mean, sets itself up for the New England Patriots. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to the love between these two cities, Boston and Dublin.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't invited.
Ireland and America. Ireland and New England. It seems like it ought to be the New England Patriots that play in Dublin next
Absolutely.
Season, I would say. So
show trip, can we actually do that this time?
We should.
I failed on London. That's my fault.
Yeah, no, but I think we should. And, of course, you know, I don't know if you really want to go city to city, you probably ought to be the Bears. Chicago, another big city with when it comes to Irish influence in this country. So that'll be awesome.
It'll be the Steelers because of the ambassador connection that the Rooney grandfather was the ambassador in Ireland. Mm. So that's the connection that
All
I
right.
make.
Yeah, and I think you have to look at the 2025 schedule to see who would potentially be on the schedule for the Patriots. That would be a big game. I'm not sure if they play Chicago next year. As long as it's a good game over there, like that Giants game.
Oh, awful.
That was so pathetic.
That was disgusting.
Oh my God, it was so bad. And then we saw who did Jacksonville play over there? They played New England, right?
And the Bears.
Yeah. And the Bears. It's like, I would. Why not have next week? You're gonna have Buffalo and KC. Can't you do
wait,
a game?
Wait, what do you want to flex the international?
No,
game?
No. I'm just saying, like when you're building the overseas schedule, say, okay, let's go with two teams that we know. Or
well, the reason that Jacksonville plays there all the time is because they are trying to build the opportunity to have an international franchise. Like the owner of the Jaguars has said that he might be willing to have his team play over there full time, right?
Right. So, well, that was up until – you're right. That's the purpose of this. Eventually, I think they want to get a European division so that there's four teams over there that play each other.
All season long.
All season. That's their 10 games. To 15 years down the line. The next thing is the Super Bowl. That's what's they're wetting the whistle because this used to be preseason.
Right.
And, Courtney, I think you might have the opponent. I'm looking at the 2025 Patriots. They host the Steelers, so that could be their home game in Ireland.
In Ireland for the New England
Patriots.
You'll
never get a team stationed over there full season long. It's just too difficult to do.
I would have said you're never getting a Super Bowl overseas.
Super Bowl is one game. I don't think you're going to get players because players are really going to fight that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think you're going to get players in the union to agree to having a team over
because
there.
Because of the travel?
Because of the
they
travel.
They travel anyway. They play a game over there anyway. Like, I mean, not, you know, certainly.
But you're going to have to now live over there.
I have, actually. I lived in England.
But why? They don't care.
Well, they do. The cost of living is going to be completely different.
Well, they'll match all that stuff. They'll fix that. That's what they – when American companies and people go abroad, they take care of the cost difference.
Yes. So if you play for a team that's stationed over there, you're going to get more money just based off of that?
You will get the equivalent of what you would make here based on what it costs to live there.
So then that would mean that the veteran minimum would be higher over there?
I'm certain that despite the fact that the NFLPA is totally toothless, that they will at least get that. They will get equal pay for what the additional cost would be to play overseas.
See, I just think that becomes too much. And there are a lot of guys who are not going to want to live over there. You know, there are just guys that are going to be like, I don't want to live in Ireland. Like, I don't, you know.
Well, no, I think it would be London would target London.
Right,
first.
But guys would be like, I don't want to live in London.
Why not?
Because there are a lot of people that might be from, like, I know I wouldn't want to have to live in London. I knew nothing about London.
That. Okay. But this is life. I mean,
right.
Like,
right.
Like,
but if I was part of a union and I would.
What was the difference between if you would have to live in London or you had to live in Minnesota? Like, you didn't
a major
know,
difference.
You didn't know anything about Minnesota?
Yeah, but there was a major difference. What, Minnesota's what? A 2.5-hour flight?
Okay, so if you have to go
for
play
family,
out.
Friends.
If you went and played in Seattle, like.
Right.
That's the same amount of time to go to Seattle.
I understand that, but. I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, potentially raising my kids in Seattle, which is
right. America,
American
schools, yeah.
Completely
thing.
Different.
Right.
You know?
Your thing with London is the language barrier.
No, not the language barrier. The whole thing. Yes, you might think it's cool, but ain't no, listen, there are going to be guys that are going to be from, like, you know, deep south. They're going to be like, damn, I ain't moving to no London.
Okay. I mean, I think.
You get it because you wouldn't mind it.
Right. I think there are a lot of guys. I would assume there are a lot of guys who wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
I beg to differ on that.
Here's where the players will be okay with it. It's a revenue split, 51 owners, 49 players. If playing in England brings an additional TV deal of $1 billion, the players see all that money. Like, that's what this is for. Goodell wants this to be a $25 billion a year business.
No, believe me, I get the
They're
money
pretty
aspect.
Pretty much tapped out in America. They'll add another game, which will add more money, so they'll be at 18. But after you get to 18, the revenue streams kind of run out in the United States.
I bet we never see this in our lifetime. So if it does happen, we'll be long gone.
All right. What else, Sean?
One more quick one for you here. This one's a funny one. Yesterday, after the Saints had an upset win over the Atlanta Falcons, which I know probably spoiled part of Courtney's parlay, the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints, or interim head coach Darren Rizzi, spoke and talked about what he did pregame that he found kind of funny.
This is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, get down here to Superdome. I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning. I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day. Pun intended.
Okay. All right.
Gross.
I mean, too much information, really.
Yeah, like something I never needed to know. Yeah, yeah. I don't like to picture people doing their business.
You also don't do it at work. Like,
no.
That's not your...
No.
You wait till you get home.
There's easy ways not to clog a toilet. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, don't put a wooden shoe in your toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
That is true.
Please. All right, that is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up at 8, we'll talk to Boomer Esiason. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots get a good road win over the Bears. Final score 19-3. Drake May completed 15 of 25 passes for 184 yards and a touchdown. He had an interception on the day as well. The defense had a great game. Caleb Williams was sacked 9 times on the day. After the win, Keon White talked about what we're seeing from those guys right now.
I mean, I've been saying it all year that we are a young defense forced into a lot of starting positions, and what you guys are seeing is us figuring it out. And I feel like we are becoming a more cohesive unit week to week, and I think the trajectory is on the right path and going upward.
Monday Night Football has the Dolphins at Rams, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And the Celtics beat the Bucks yesterday, 113-107. Jaylen Brown was back. He played 37 minutes where he had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Jason Tatum led the way for his team with a double-double, 31 points and 12 rebounds. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 56 degrees right now in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny in the mid-60s.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.